Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Joe, injury report for the Miami Dolphins and New York Jets will be official tomorrow, Wednesday, when it comes out. It's always brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Experts there treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Outside of yesterday's news of Jesse Davis on the COVID-19 list, Solomon Kinley is the other big name. Joe, who else are we looking for on the list?
I think the biggest thing is Solomon Kinley, and if he can't play, then and Jesse Davis can't play for this game with COVID-19, then it's down to Dieter, who's played guard and some center, mostly guard. Pankey, who usually inactive, and Davenport, who's backed up both tackles positions. So they got to decide. It really comes down to Hunt. Do they want to keep him at right tackle? I think they do. And then get somebody inside one of those other guys they think would do the best job. So it'd probably be Davenport only plays tackle. So it'd be Pankey or Dieter. But listen, they could... Hunt's played both since he's got here and has kind of been the sixth man till recently again. He's back in the lineup. So I really don't have an answer, but those are the different options that they have on what they're going to do as they get set to take on the Jets this Sunday. So.
All right. Well, the official one comes out Wednesday. It's always brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. You want a couple text messages?
Yeah, what do you got? What do you got?
All right, 305-567-0560 is the text machine. If you want to get in, there's a couple earlier from Brian Flores. Coach Flores outcoached himself. That was a dumbass mistake, benching Tua. That's all I have to say. That's one. I think this is an early head coaching career mistake for Flores. He won't admit it, but he won't also do it again. And if Flores benches Tua again, then Tua is not the answer, guys, and we need to draft a quarterback.
Oh, man.
That's where we're at, Joe.
That's a quick reaction to Tua, where I knew this was going to happen, by the way, so I don't want to act like I'm surprised that the reaction we're going to get. So my take is this. You could be right. Look, he is going to make young coaching decisions that we disagree with, but he's been pretty damn good.
Right. So far,
And if after that five-game winning streak, things that he's running, the system he's running, what he's doing has been pretty damn good. So, and he's always going to do this team thing, which – everybody's getting used to it. I'm going to do what's best for the team. I owe it to everybody to try to win every game. We've seen that since he got here. And now that he's got a better team, he's still under that same program. It will be interesting to see going forward how he handles Tua's problems if they don't get better during the course of a game.
A couple fantasy ones came in earlier, but I wanted to read you this one. I used to play in 10 leagues, this texter said. Now I stick to 2 leagues, and you could still have a team. Fantasy just makes the other games more interesting. I feel invested in more games due to fantasy, but at the end of the day, I'm still rooting for the Dolphins to win.
By the way, the NFL agrees with you, and that's why they love fantasy football, and they now have fantasy football
right
these at stadiums and before the season.
Joe, the Red Zone channel is dedicated to that. And what do you think that's there for? That Red Zone channel is a fantasy football channel.
We got a lot of guys making a lot of money and on these different sports websites. We have CBS, ESPN, full-time fantasy football guys Uh-oh. Are doing. I don't have the phone, so I'm dead this time. That's quick.
No, someone got it.
The wife grabbed it. She was on top of the phone.
Smart,
nice job.
Smart.
Nice
Thank
job
you, Mark.
This morning.
Here's a good one, Joe. If I'm going to pay to watch two old guys fighting, I'd rather watch Joe and Ira fight over a bowl of soup.
Oh, my God. Leave poor Ira alone. He and Barry Jackson have been going at it.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Right.
I mean, if you're going to set up a fight, Joe versus Ira is not the way to go.
I don't know what happened with Barry and Ira, man, but it got into who's breaking stories and stealing from each other. And
it's ugly.
And so here's my take on that whole thing. And by the way, I'm glad I brought it up. So I love this. So if the papers have good topics and good stuff, I use it, Barry. I use it. Barry, I also know that you take stuff from us and you use it, and that's good. We bring it up, you change it around. We talk about certain things. You go out and get people to comment on it in the business. I got no problem with that. But when we start getting into who's stealing stuff from who, if you don't think we take each other's stuff,
right.
This goes for every writer and radio and TV guy. Listen, man, you are, well, whatever you want to say, Barry, I'm talking to you directly. Not because I play tennis with Ira. But when you start talking about having all this stuff and people stealing your stuff, if you're telling me you don't steal some stuff for good topics and make it better with some of the articles as a hardworking guy that you are, come on, Barry. Mm. Come on, man. I've done some stuff only to see you in the next day or 2 days later kind of hit on the same stuff with a couple guys from CBS or ESPN commenting on it to make your point. So, I mean, you can deny it.
Right,
I don't deny that I see your stuff and like, hey, Barry, that was good stuff by Barry. But look it, man. I think everybody's probably a little guilty of stuff. Or somebody hits on something and it hits the nerve and it forces everybody else to follow and write something on it because you realize, damn, that guy hit it first, and it was a great topic. Right?
Yeah, you're right.
So
I don't know that you're right on this, though, Joe. I think there's
What am I missing?
Well,
First of all,
I think there's a huge difference in the two businesses. Like, there's integrity in journalism, what those guys are doing.
But if you think that's – so that's always been the thought, right?
They're also – it's not just stealing topics. They're stealing – and I don't know what they were fighting over exactly, but they're stealing – like, if you steal someone's scoop, then that's, you know, that's frowned upon in journalism.
So let me ask you a question. I like all our print media guys, and I'm not looking to fight with all of them today. And a lot of
sure sounds like you are.
So whatever you want to take it. So it does, I don't care. So with the print media guys, you think they really go out and get two sources on every story?
I mean, you're supposed to. That's how it
I know
works.
What
I
you're
don't
supposed
know.
To do, Jerky. I'm right. asking. Do you think they
do?
Right.
Are you talking about these like relatively non-important stories that they? I don't know.
The answer is no.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of times they can't, but they got to go with it. Everybody's going with the damn story.
Sources.
And
I think that two source thing is like if it's a real news story, not like if a Heat player gets traded.
Well, that's a story.
No, but we're talking about
trade is story, cut is story.
I don't know how the news works anymore, to be honest with you.
There you go.
It seems like it does seem like
there's a good way out, bro. There's a good way. I don't really know how they work. For years, man.
It seems like they come out with stuff quickly nowadays, yes.
We are the sleaziest of the three. No question about it.
Radio.
We are TV, harmless, and we've always had this, oh, I can't take that shirt. They offered us a hat and a shirted thing. I go, I'll take yours. Here, let me have yours. Family members would love your stuff because you can't take it because you have
Hollywood.
Integrity.
Right.
So.
I'll take yours. I mean,
Give
they know them. What the radio mantra is, right? If it's free, I'll take three.
So when the teams pass out, like, hey, first day we're here, we're offering stuff, and the writers all have to be, you know, like, real careful. I know they want it. I go, oh, no, you can't take it, man, because you guys have all that print media integrity. So here, let me have it. Mm-hmm. I go, you didn't forget, we have none. We're sleazy.
Zero, right.
All right.
But you do see the difference, though, right? Between, like, us stealing a topic and, like, one of those guys stealing a scoop.
I think it's really weird that Barry and Ira are going back and forth. Did Iris go back at him, or did
I don't believe Ira went back at him.
Oh, it was just Barry going after Ira. He bullied him. He print media bullied him.
But
that's
Ira
beautiful.
Needs to. Like, Ira needs to embrace that fight because it's just going to help his platform.
Ira,
like, people want to see fights. That's what they want to see.
So can I tell you something about Ira I've learned? Ira is not confrontational.
At all.
He might not like somebody, but he's not going to, like, go on social media and go after Tim Reynolds or Barry or I don't know who else is on that list. Who's somebody else that they're not crazy about? Why we're just throwing it out?
Well, Omar has always been on everyone's, like, kind of list, right? Too, like, that people are not happy with Omar sometimes.
Yeah, Omar. Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's in that little group. If we're grouping together people that get ripped or yelled at, he's got to be in there.
Every time Omar tweets, though, my friends hate Omar, and I always, like, they always send his tweets across the group chat.
Them.
I'm sorry, dislike, no hate.
Right.
But they send his tweets across the group chat, and I'm always like, you know, hey, Omar's a really good guy. Like,
so
he's just this way on Twitter, but he's a good guy.
So think about this one. We haven't seen why we're all taking jabs at everybody.
I know.
I've never seen Barry do this.
Me either.
So that's what surprised me when my phone blew up yesterday and everybody said, hey, Barry's going after Ira. Did Ira do something? I said, how would I know? I'm trying to take a nap. I'm taking an old guy nap right now. I was in another place. So it was just kind of weird. Like, how mad was Barry that he talked about all the different stories that Ira has stole from him? Like, what made Barry, who does 42 stories a day for the Herald, he does the front sports page for 6, he goes to the second page for 10, he goes to basketball, football, I mean, hits them all with all the different things. But how mad is Barry to take shots at Ira?
Oh, he had enough.
And then he said, and Ira hates our paper, the Miami Herald.
He did throw that in there. That was pretty funny.
I love it.
But you got to talk so to Ira, great. Man. Like, Ira's got to fight back. He can't just take it.
Nah, I would.
Like, he's got to, yeah.
Now,
I mean,
well,
even if he loses the fight, like,
back.
Let him, you know, say something.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no time to take the high road on this one. You got to fight back.
Like, it's 2020, Ira. Fight back.
You've now been accused of taking stories.
Right. That's a crazy accusation to make on someone. Right. It is. You're right. Yep. Wow. That's where we're at now, huh? 2020's not over yet. It's not over yet.
It's just great. I got a big old smile on my face.
Me too. I'm laughing. I'm just
that fight
about
is
all
so
this.
Much more intriguing than Tyson versus Roy Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree.
Ira versus Barry is just,
right.
I mean, that's next
just,
level.
You like it because you know both guys really well.
Right, of course.
And so.
I do. I know both of them, and I like both of them. I have no issues with either guy. I just, again, I think Ira needs to, you know, answer the bell a little bit here.
I just get a kick out of, like, I've done recruiting stuff, and I see Barry's kind of hit some of the same stuff, and I'm like, like, Barry, I don't say anything because I use your stuff and you have good stuff, but don't tell me you've never listened to something we've said and used it. Don't do that. Please don't do that.
I just don't know that that's the same thing. I think you're reaching a little here. You're trying to include yourself in something that has integrity, and I don't think that you need to be doing that.
I just think we all got a little sleaziness to us.
Yeah.
I think we're all a little dirty. That's all.
Okay. I think it's an accurate statement or very close to being.
Yeah, but you also need to make it very clear that some are dirtier than others.
Well, I'm the dirtiest.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm saying, like, you can't put yourself in the same category as these respected writers.
Okay. All right.
So great.
They're all going to church and I'm blowing by, going hanging out at a strip club. Okay.
This is the best topic we've ever had.
Jeez. I just love this stuff. I love you of all people friggin' defending the South Florida Sports Writers Association here.
I've got 3 different text messages came in that said they'd rather pay the 50 for Barry versus Ira than for Tyson versus Roy Jones.
I think we could promote that into a huge event in South Florida.
I am telling you, though, that's not the makeup of either guy. That's
the intrigue of the fight, though, isn't it?
Right.
To see who has the dog in him.
But I will tell you, those guys will both annoy a coach in a heartbeat because they'll get aggressive, grab players going off the field, like or court field. Yeah. They're both like they got a lot of things in common, and then something like for Barry to talk about like 17 times and you hate our paper and
Barry had enough yesterday.
Something happened with Barry yesterday. Happened with the latest stories with the Heat that Barry said I've had enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like the other writers had to hold Barry back. Like take it off Twitter. Take it off now. No, I'm not done, bitch. All right, man.
So we're going to set a line for this. I got to come up with a tail of the tape, though, so I might have to reach out to both guys and get their numbers.
Good luck. Good luck.
I can tell you right now, I don't think either guy's confrontational.
No, I agree that
Barry
they're not.
Is.
But I just the intrigue of those two guys in the ring, like, you just don't know what you're going to get. Like, I just think it's just
Joe,
that's
you
made
said
for
that
pay-per-view.
Comment yesterday that neither one of those guys are confrontational until Barry threw that out there yesterday.
Because Barry deleted it real quick.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You know what happens on social media.
Let me,
one person gets it. It's
what do you have? Go ahead. Read word for word. Give it to us, please.
Oh, you want the tweet?
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to. Well, first, the tweet's irrelevant, Joe. I was going to give you this. I was going to tell you if we did a fight at the AAA when COVID was over, and you had Zach versus Tim as the undercard. Little heavyweight battle there, and then you did the the Ira Barry fight. I think you could sell half the arena.
Those are the only two fights on the card.
Well, you'd come up with some others, but those would be the two like the co-main event fights. Like I think you'd be able to sell a lot of tickets to that for charity
maybe,
or something.
Maybe I mean,
don't you get 10,000 to come to that?
So let me ask you. Well, you can't right now. We'd have to wait.
No,
a long
I know.
Time
you wait till COVID's over.
Ten,
give everyone time to train a little bit.
So let me ask you this though. Can you read the damn tweet, please?
Yeah, when we come back.
You couldn't wait to tell me yesterday, jackass.
Right,
now
right.
You don't want out. Now all of a sudden, now all of a sudden, it's like you can't find it. All right, I'll tell you what I can find every day. Good sports medicine place to go when I get injured. Yep, love talking about Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, better known as Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. Hey, look, at people ask me all the time. It's not only one of the top sports medicine programs here in South Florida. They're tops in the country, man. You go there, it's a who's who sometimes waiting to get in to see your favorite doctor before you go get an operation. And when people ask me where do the pros go, I go, well, let me see. Enter Miami. Okay, they go to Doctors Hospital. Heat, Panthers, and Dolphins, they go to the same place. A lot of Dade County high schools are going there. FIU goes there. And a lot of top college and professional athletes around the country all make their way to Coral Gables to go to Doctors Hospital and see those great doctors, some of the top specialists, some of the top surgeons. And they work mostly on sports-related injuries, so they've seen your injury. Like, oh, I bet they've never seen this. It's a bad one. Are you kidding? We saw it 7 times yesterday, man. Like, these guys. And the beauty is we're set up in Broward County. Dr. Swartzen's up there getting ready to move into a beautiful new facility. We've got the new facility going up at Hard Rock Stadium. We got a beautiful hospital, very private, unbelievable place down in Coral Gables. Hey, listen, the next time you have a problem, the great news is you can see those same doctors who work on million-dollar athletes every day. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to make an appointment today.
All right, 560 The Joe wants to see you at a Dolphins game at Hard Rock Stadium, courtesy of Dade County Federal Credit Union, the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. For more information, go to fincu.com. If you want a chance to win those Dolphin tickets at Hard Rock, one of those home games coming up, log on right now to WQAM.com. The home of the Dolphins is AM560, FM96.5, HD2, The Joe, WQAM, and streaming on radio.com.
All right, and we got a lot more. Michael Lombardi's going to join us coming up at 9:30. Had him on earlier today. Some interesting stuff. And by the way, he actually was in New England for years with Coach Flores and has got a pretty good perspective on the coach, things that he's done so far in his coaching career, and obviously a little bit on the Tua decision and going forward to see what's going to happen with the Miami Dolphins. We were talking before about the Barry thing, and listen, man, we're not trying to stir it up between Barry and Ira.
No.
Read both of them every day. Very good stuff. It's just something happened. It's just weird that Barry went after Ira. What was that? Do you have it? You have the word for word, and then I'm done with it. I don't want to keep stirring it up. I don't feel like doing that. I feel like I'm getting in everybody's personal life. What do you have?
Why do you keep asking me for this? Now I have to hunt it down again.
You got to hunt it down? You didn't have to hunt it down when you woke me up yesterday.
I love Hollywood.
Such a fraud.
I love him.
Now we got to find. All right. So Zach,
wait a second. You think I know your old man like midday sleep schedule? I found it. It says at least 17 documented times in the past year he takes a story written by me or Anthony Chang, reports later saying, quote, a source told/confirmed to the Sun Sentinel without attributing, totally unethical, but he made clear to us that he will never credit the Herald because he hates us.
So what's he saying? He told Barry, I will never give you credit because I hate your paper.
That's what it sounds like.
Damn, that. You know, Barry doesn't blow up like that very often.
That is surprising.
And then, so he put it out. Then what happened? He goes, somebody at the paper said, that's a bad look. Let's not do that. And he let it go or what?
I don't know. That'd be something you'd have to ask him.
Well, you talk to him all the time, Jerky, not me.
I didn't ask him what happened about his tweet.
305-567-0560. Zach, what do we
have? I'm
going to
reach out and see what his interest is in a promoting an event here. But
don't worry. Nobody's calling you out. You're fine. You're good. You're good. All
right. No, you're questioning my journalism. Like, you don't think I'll go after the story.
Your integrity. Yeah. Jeez.
I don't have any, so it's easy.
I noticed.
I'm trying to get integrity in my personal life is what I'm trying to get.
Yeah.
In. Good All luck. Right. What
exactly.
do you have, man?
Good luck with that.
Good luck.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
How did we go from feeling so good about Tua to questioning whether he's the guy after one bad game? I just don't get it, guys.
It's not that. Like, only the outside world's making that. It's like the only thing is the coach didn't let him play through his problems, and he tried to go for the win. It means nothing. As far
well,
as
national
the way
guys
they look,
yesterday had a field day with it.
Wait, don't not, say it means nothing. It does definitely mean something when you bench your starting quarterback.
They're not looking. I believe Brian Flores is not looking at Tua any differently. He just didn't let him go through the growing pains in the fourth quarter. He just didn't do it for whatever reason.
All right, but don't say it means nothing because it's certainly a big story.
So what? Did you think all of a sudden he's getting cut at the end of the year?
No, but I think it definitely means something. It's not like just something you brush off.
He didn't think he could win the game with him in the fourth quarter. That's what it meant.
Okay, yeah, that's not great.
All right. So you read into a lot because you find a way to do that. All right, what else you got, Zach?
He's got integrity.
So yeah, you have no integrity. You just kiss the team's ass all day.
Jeez. Good God. So I can't even read this. So Flores pulls a quarterback. Ass kisser, man. Good God. There's going to be a story written on this show today.
Oh, God. Ass kissing morning show host.
Right, right.
I hate you.
I hate you, right? Everyone hates you. Right? Everyone hates you.
Everyone hates me. Nobody likes that sport. 100% nobody likes that sport.
Find out at 10 o'clock. That's what they told me to say today about Tua. It was nothing.
Yeah. I got like 7 calls this morning. Hey, Joe. Hey, Coach Flores, how you doing? Yeah, I'm bringing over some good coffee this morning. Thanks, Coach. I'll take care of you, too.
Joe's got his cue cards good. In front of him. Right, cue cards.
I didn't know you knew where I live, Coach.
The text just came into Joe. It said, read cue card number 7 now. That's it. Read 7.
Hold on. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. It's team first. Don't read into this too much. It's about winning games. That's why coach was hired. Okay. I did it.
He's like one of those telephone sales guys that give him a rebuttal to every argument someone could throw at him.
I sound like a politician is what I felt like right there.
This one will make you laugh, too. I know we got to go to a break to get to Mike Lombardi. The Dolphins don't recruit the same guys as the Broncos.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I got to stop that, man. I'm going to stop saying we don't recruit the same guys.
That's your claim to fame. That's your claim to fame. That's it.
Because coaching does matter, too, and sometimes.
Which cue card is that?
11? By the way. The Indiana, no, hold on, say Indiana, that guy can coach. He's got him playing. He got him playing. His guys are looking to working, looking at getting jobs when they're done at college, and Ohio State's got guys running around that secondary getting smoked, trying to get drafted in the first or second round. Hey, we got to go to a quick break here. Michael Lombardi will join us when we come back. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.